table, Mr. Mills. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,787. Renee and Richard West seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Bridgeway Drive West in Anguilla by the Bay. The 911 address is 23290 Bridgeway Drive West, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 7. Specifically, they're requesting a 7.8-foot variance from the rear yard setback. And we do have one letter in support. That is from the Anguilla by the Bay property owners. They have no opposition to the minor setback encroachment to the property. That they do note the survey was dated 1982. For the record, the setback encroachments have been at the current location for 35 years, according to their records on file, and it was approved by, according to the Anguilla by the Bay, it was approved by both Anguilla by the Bay and Sussex County Planning and Zoning back in 1982. And that they, Anguilla by the Bay approval on this matter, and if you have any questions, to contact them. And it is signed by Mark D. Wolf, the community GM for Anguilla by the Bay POA Incorporated.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Renee West. Address is 2260 Compass Point Lane, Reston, Virginia.
Thank you. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Cynthia Baker, 6 Waterside Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. So I'll start with reading the answers, and then I have documentation showing the survey from when we bought the house in 2006, and then the dated and signed and approved survey from 1982 showing the porch on there by Sussex County and so forth. And I think it was in your package.
All right, ma'am.
Okay. So, uniqueness of property. Well, the property backs up to Burton Prong, which then is a tidal creek that connects to Herring Creek, and there's nothing that can be built further back there. And the whole reason for the purchase of the house was because of the porch, which just overlooks the water, and there's nothing else to look at in the back.
Okay.
It cannot be developed because it was the existing structure, as I mentioned, was built in 1984. And the sole reason we bought the property in 2006, and the most desirable feature of the property is the rear porch overlooking the water. No further development can be built due to the existence of common property between the rear porch and the water.
Okay.
And not created by the applicant, as once again, it was built in 84. We purchased the property in 2006. Neither the seller or the seller's agents disclosed the requirement for a variance. The real estate attorney that handled the closing did not identify the need for a variance or require the sellers obtain a variance before the property could be transferred to us. And the attorney, William Wright, is now deceased. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The structure cannot be seen from the street in front of the house. Is not detrimental to the public or adjacent properties. The adjacent properties were purchased by current owners many years after the structure was built. And minimum variance, the property backs up to the water. It's an existing structure, and no further construction is required.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Now, you have the other stuff you said you want to hand out to us?
Sure.
And you addressed those very well, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
I only have.
Is the stuff we already have? Or?
You should have this. Stamped
Let's
and
see.
Signed in 1982, the original.
Oh, yeah, you handed it down here.
Okay, let me
you
look.
Have that?
And then I have the original.
The survey she's referencing is included in your packet.
Okay, the one of 1982?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So we've got that.
No way.
Welcome.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let's see if I have any questions. I want to start with you, please.
Did you say you're going to sell this home or how did this come across to your attention that you needed a variance?
We have it for sale, and I have our real estate agent with me.
Gotcha. All right. I'm always curious how you came upon something like that, where it's been there for years and years.
We've had it for 10 years and had no idea.
So you were under the impression in all these years that you were in compliance,
in compliance, correct.
Okay. And when you wanted to sell your home, like now, the real estate agent said, naturally, let's get a survey, and came up with this adjustment of 7.8 tenths of a foot, correct?
She said, we didn't have a variance. Where's your variance? I was like, what? So pretty much that's what happened.
Okay. No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. Mr. Orham?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Trutz?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Ms. Cornwell, the fee was waived.
Then we would have issued a CO if the fee was waived.
Yeah, by Rusty. That's what I was getting to ask you, too. Thank you, Mr. Mills. It says right in here on the last page of our packet.
Yep.
Back in March, discussed earlier today with Renee that it was just said it was waived, but they didn't say.
Again, we waive the fee if a CO or a CC has been issued.
Okay. Thank you, then, for that.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Any further questions?
Just to, have you received any complaints from neighbors about it since you've owned it?
No, because it's been there for 35 years and people have come and gone. And so to anybody else, it's always been that way.
And are there other porches like that in the neighborhood?
Yes.
I guess one other question. Do you maintain the area to the rear of your property line? I know it's a common area.
It's pretty much water.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Okay.
Would you like to kind of speak or say anything, ma'am? If so.
I'm the realtor that identified the problem, and it doesn't adversely affect anyone, and to take that down would be just criminal to the value of the house.
Okay. Can we just get your name for the record, please?
Cynthia Baker.
She's already been sworn in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there anyone else? Okay. If not, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,787. The applicant certainly, as you have said, presented the criteria for a variance very, very well. Of course, the lot, as you can see, naturally, it's a different lot. I don't know what you would call that, but it certainly isn't square.
So unique.
It's unique, yes. And also, the variance is necessary to be reasonable use of the property, as the applicant has so stated. And also the difficulty and practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because under her thoughts all these years, it was in compliance. So it wasn't created by her. She didn't build the applicant. So the variance will not alter the essential character to the neighborhood, and the variance is the minimum that would afford them the relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,787. All those in favor of the motion. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,787 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.